Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey there, folks. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Soul Sandwich right here. And we're going to start off this show, this new season of Soul Sandwich. Ola and I right here. We're going to start it off with a track from Bad Bad Not Good. In Your Eyes is the track featuring Charlotte Day Wilson. I bet you're going to enjoy this one real good.
All right. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was so smooth. Mm-hmm. So smooth. That was Bad, Bad, Not Good.
BBNG.
Featuring Charlotte Day Wilson on the vocals, that beautiful, smooth voice you heard.
Yep.
And this is Soul Sandwich, folks. So we've been gone for a while, so we thought like we should do a little introduction
Introductions,
yes. Yeah, because it's been a minute.
Yeah,
Ola, how about you start?
Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Ola. I am an international student from Nigeria, I guess, studying economics at UBC. Yeah, programmer. Me and Rohit are the two hosts
of
Soul Sandwich.
Yeah.
Rohit, you want to go?
I am Rohit Joseph. I am a second-year master's student at the School of Journalism here at UBC. I've been involved at CITR, though, for quite a while, like at least 4 years, actually.
4 years, yeah.
And, you know, like doing Soul Sandwich with... with Ola has been like, I think it's almost been a year now, right? At least.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't think it's been more than a year.
It's definitely been a year.
I think you were loosely affiliated with it like in the first year. And it's been more than 2 years. It's been a while.
Yeah. So just to give y'all a little quick description of what Soul Sandwich is about. I mean, it was actually Ola's idea. Like, it's his show originally. I just kind of tagged
our
along.
Show.
It's become our show.
Sharing is caring, but
but we do a mix of genres. Ola, what would you say some of those genres are?
Well, I think it originally started off as like a mix of like indie rock / hip hop / R&B / Nigerian Afrobeat / jazz / I don't know. It was just like everything. It was
truly eclectic.
Eclectic, just bunch of music, like a weird mash of everything. And like I think we kind of streamlined it to like, you know, hip-hop influences and like everything else. So I think we just really enjoy hip-hop, but then everything else is just like the added on stuff,
yeah. I feel like nowadays though, like hip-hop is you
transformed,
know, is also
evolved.
Like other genres have merged with hip-hop and it's like become like a beautiful thing, because you got hip-hop with electronic artists, you got hip-hop with jazz influence, you got hip-hop with R&B and like, soul influences.
Like BB&G is like literally like a jazz trio from Montreal, from Toronto, and like they literally like play jazz, but
they were jazz trained musicians, but like they loved hip-hop.
Like hip-hop music, so they had an album with, you know, Ghostface Killer. So I think that's,
it doesn't get any more hip-hop than that.
Exactly, so... Yeah.
So we're going to keep on that Toronto train,
You got to keep on that Toronto train. We have up next.
Up next, we got Daniel Caesar,
who is
actually just popping off lately. Last year, he released his album. I'm just trying to refresh myself. Death and Taxes. That's the one
with the Paradise on it.
Yeah. You might have heard that track. He's got a fabulous voice, Daniel Caesar.
Yeah.
And he's actually got like a gospel influence. That's why he's, you know, so well trained, and his vocal range is insane. And we got in like one of his new tracks that was released this year that we thought we should treat you guys to, so that we keep this Canadian Toronto pride going, you know?
Yeah.
So up next on Soul Sandwich, we got Daniel Caesar with Get You featuring Kali Uchis. Let's hit it, Ola.
All right, enjoy, guys.
Disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I get you.
And when we're making love, your cries, they can be heard from far and wide. It's only the two of us. Everything I need between those thighs. Every time I look into your eyes,
more Canadian talent. This is Charlotte Cardin coming up with Like It Doesn't Hurt. This is just a track that speaks for itself. We'll give you some details about her when we come back, but enjoy this for now. Like It Doesn't Hurt, Charlotte Cardin, right here on Soul Sandwich.
Any fucking way. heart is fucking hush for a reason. It's peace, goodbye, blah, when I leave her.
Like it doesn't hurt.
And you might never hear a peep from a nigga, so my goatee. I see you in the streets with a nigga Sim Simmer. It's me, got the girl damn sugar. It's plenty of fish getting hooked up. A holy but bitch getting shook up and left with the jerk button. Whenever we fight, it's never your fault. So whenever you talk, I turn into a wall. And then you want the boss. I'm like, no, ain't no time for that. My boss got more control of that. So go buy you a nigga that'll fall for that. And wasting my time, I'll show you how I get down. And when you wanna step out a line, I can step out of my main character and switch up the story. And now look at that, all of a sudden this power is gone.
Yeah, that was Charlotte Cardin. My bad. Cardin.
Where is she from?
She's from Quebec, actually.
So it wouldn't be like Cardin?
It's C-A-R-D-I-N.
It's French, bro.
Yeah. I need to get up on my French. Sorry for butchering your name, Charlotte. But Charlotte Cardin, man, can she sing, right?
Yeah, she's great. I love it. I love
yeah.
It
so and she actually competed on The Voice, the Whoa. Quebec version of The Voice, La Voix. And she got famous through that.
Is that what it's called, La Voix?
Well, I mean, that's like The Voice in French, right?
I get.
But yo, this is the thing. Like, she in an interview with Beatroot magazine, she was saying like, on one hand, it really helped, obviously, getting the exposure.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, like, she was saying all the people that were wanting to sign her, like, they only knew her from The Voice. They didn't actually know her like original material that she made before. She felt like she was, like, being commodified. Like, she was already being commodified. And, like, the people that wanted her to sign on were basically people that didn't know her well and that only knew her, like, for these cover tracks and, you know, didn't actually know her actual artistic work and her originality. So she ended up, like, you know, taking a break from all that, trying to make music on her own.
And she came back with that.
And she teamed up with a Montreal rapper named Husser. I forgot to mention that in the beginning, but she was, teamed up there. The rap vocals you heard were by Husser. I wasn't as big a fan of the rap vocals.
He's definitely not a big fan.
But the beat and Charlotte's voice was so good that I'm like, I gotta share this with the folks in Radio Land.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I really like it. I think definitely the criticism about, you know, the industry and, like, about, like, you know, how, like, record labels kind of, like, you know, treat artists, I guess, in, like, the industry is kind of, like, indicative of a larger problem. So I definitely, like, am with her with that. And, yeah, it's just weird to see a person actually do that, like, you know, decide to actually just leave it all behind and, like, decide, hey, I'm just going to make music.
I think, like, nowadays, you know? It's, like, leaving the label behind is almost like a... It's like it's almost becoming a standard thing now because you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess it's easier now, right? Yeah.
In a way, I suppose it's not like necessarily super easy to do it without the support of a label. Yeah. But if you do make it, that means, you know, the product is your own. It's your, you know, you probably get to make more profit on the tracks anyways.
Yeah, probably.
But hey, then again, we're talking from independent radio, so that's why we all about that independent label, independence.
We gotta hype that independent radio up, you know.
But yeah, I would recommend checking out Charlotte Cardin's, more of her tracks. Really awesome. She's been topping CBC's Radio 2 charts, so feel free to check out the rest of her discography. But the next track is an Ola suggestion.
Thank you.
An Ola recommendation. And the track is called Location by Khaled. What can you tell us about Khaled, Ola?
I don't want to really like spoil anything because I feel like, you know, there might be a little, you know, the listeners might have a little bias and stuff. So, like, I'm just going to like let them enjoy the track first. And then
are you saying
I'll
bias
back.
Might no, have no, something to do with
I don't know, man.
A just, DJ Khaled? No.
That's exactly why. I think a lot of people like usually think it's like DJ Khaled and everything. And like, I'm just like, I don't want to like spoil that, you know, for the listeners. So like, let's just let them listen to it. We're going to have like Isaiah Rashad right after that as well.
And, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll just like give you the info like right after and like you'll thank me for it. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
So let's hit it up. It's Location by Khaled. Hit it.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged, to understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off a subsweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Ship me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight, I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight, I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
That was Location by Khaled. That was an interesting track, Ola.
Definitely. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. Like, one of my friends had it on one of their, like, playlists and stuff, and I think I discovered it a little bit on, like, Pigeons and Planes Daily Discovery article. So, like, yeah, that was surprisingly very, very good for me. Apparently, like, Khaled is, like, 18 years old. And, like,
what?
Like, I know, like, I know. And, like, he's from El Paso, Texas. And I think apparently he was, like, a military kid where he, like, just grew up and, like, you know, grew up and, like, he decided he wanted to go into music and all that stuff.
Dude,
and, like,
that's tight.
He, like, talked about, oh, yeah, how I'm struggling. Like, in the interview, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm struggling with, like, balancing, music or my passion and school, and it's like one of those things that like you can really relate to. Even if I'm not a musician, but like I can kind of like get that, you know, struggle. Anyways, Location is kind of like about Young Love, I guess. It's like about like, I mean, according to him, it's like about like how we struggle to find, every single one of us, no matter how different we are, we all struggle to find something, right? And that's like some kind of like intimacy or some kind of like lover, I guess, or someone to like, I don't know, be with you, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. So it's an interesting story. The quote here is a real genuine lover. And I think that's something that's very interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of a real genuine lover, look who we have joining us in the studio right here. It's all sandwiches full of characters, including this character right here. Why don't you introduce yourself to the good folks out there in Radio Land?
Why is everyone laughing? It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not laughing.
I just realized a lot of people don't know who...
No. What are you doing, Ola? This is a serious business.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Should probably introduce ahead of an
Hi.
Hour.
Hi. Time. What's your name?
This is John. I do queue it up 3 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. I'm an editor at Discorder Magazine. Sound me wandering by. It's not uncommon for me to be wandering, and you know, heard Rohit Ola back on the air. Got excited. I'm tearing up right now. You can see and verify that it's happening.
I can indeed verify
and,
that.
You know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
It's not just one tear, man. It's like a lot of tears, man.
I'm very emotional.
Oh, man.
Hearing his voice, man. I love it. I love it, man. Yo, John, we're gonna play one of the tracks you recommended that once I heard it, I was like, oh yes, we playing that on today's show. But I was going to quickly ask you, because the next guy we playing is Isaiah Rashad. And I was going to ask if you know anything.
I have no opinions on Isaiah Rashad whatsoever.
Have you heard any tracks by him?
Probably.
Okay, well, this new album, The Sun.
See, this is why they brought me in, because I give the real. Like,
No.
The truth, the harsh truth, man.
Well, this is the thing. If you haven't, well, you about to get some knowledge, John, because The Sun's Tirade, or... Is it the Sun's Tirade?
Sun's Tirade.
Tirade?
T-I-R-A-D-E.
That's Tirade.
Is it Tirade?
Tirade or Tirade?
Tirade.
It has an E at the end of it, though.
Tirade?
Yo.
Tirade.
We're having a real existential crisis here with the words.
Just like, whatever. Just like, play the damn track.
Track is called For the Squad by Isaiah Rashad. It is tight. But I should say, Isaiah Rashad is an awesome up-and-coming rapper. He had actually had to battle addiction and come up again after like an awesome debut in 2014 with Sylvia Demo. But he struggled with the newfound success, had to battle like addiction and, even money management. At one point, he like got more money and he was doing well, but like didn't, you know, use it well, unfortunately. And... this whole album is very self-aware and reflective, and For the Squad is a great example of that. So we're going to play that right now, right at you, here on Soul Sandwich. Stay tuned, folks.
Turn the light off, Dez. Turn it down. Hey, you roll up. You roll up for the boys? For the squad? No, that's our job right now.
Yeah. If I can pay my bills, I'm good. I'm coming over, found a message in my brother. Your son is coming up by the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it, it was heaven at the bottom. And peace from throwing up by the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. I think I do this shit for real, dawg. Hey, I ain't no motherfucking me, but I'm for motherfucking real, dawg. Hey, mama, I got some dollars for your bills, dawg. Hey, now I'm the hit and I'm the topic. All that matters, I'm Jaleel, dawg. Hey, yeah, you know I think the sunshine. You feel how I feel, how I feel. Like, yeah, I think at nighttime, she moon, she call my phone. Hit my line, I'm here for you with Eastside. Shame on us,
rain, come on now. I figured the more, I figure when I pay my bills, I'm good. I'm coming over, found a message in my bottle. Your son is coming up by the bill, by it, by boo. What you already saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it, it was heaven at the bottom. In peace from throwing up by the bill, by it, by boo. What you already saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. I got a dollar and a stop in Kansas. Told them to do a do not forget me. I've been wildin' Santa, poppin' rock'em. Lord, forgive them for the talcum powder. I right now stretch it, bless it. Bless it, my brother and his record. On the record, for the record. Hey, and play it back cause they respect us. I right now I got the moon and the stars below my feet. So low I speak, so I don't wake them. Praise the Lord, the God in me, who made me spoiled with rotten teeth. So I perform the prophecy, and on the norm, the plaque of me, to be expressing who we are, and addressing who they aren't, and doing what they can't. And if I can pay my bills, I'm good. I'm coming over, found a message in my bottle. Your son is coming up by the bill, by it, by boo. What you already saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it, it was heaven at the bottom. In peace from throwing up by the bill, by it, by boo. What you already saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Baby, your fear is growing up.
That was For the Squad by Isaiah Rashad off The Sun's Tirade. I'm going to go with Tirade.
Tirade.
It just sounds right. That is his newest album and possibly his most like self-reflective and, you know, I mean, actually Sylvia Demo was also very self-reflective and very personal. But arguably this latest album from him is even more so. And you should check out the whole album, the rest of the album. It is definitely worth it. And, you know, you'll get a taste of you know, kind of like what the new South hip hop, new Southern hip hop is, what it's all about and what it's going to be like in the future, because that's what he's representing, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, yeah.
Just like joining the list of places that, like, you know, you don't expect rappers to be from.
Well, I mean, like, there's Tennessee. Been Southern rappers, right?
Oh,
like,
of course.
You know, like Outkast is like
of course,
Killa.
Of course.
Who, and, you know, they will be making a special appearance.
Yeah, but with a name like Chattanooga, right? It's
just Chattanooga's not the town you think of for hip-hop talent. No, not right away. look who's back.
I mean, Tennessee is like, you know, you got everything there. You got Tennessee Williams. You got the Steamboat.
Yeah, man.
I think it's whiskey named after Tennessee or something. Tennessee whiskey, isn't it? I don't know. No?
Well, I think Jack Daniels is like a Tennessee whiskey, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're thinking of.
I'm thinking. Okay, cool.
All right. So shall we keep on with the music?
Yes, let's keep on with music.
Actually, this next track was recommended by a buddy of mine who is actually the keyboardist in my band, Jovian.
What's your band?
It's called Class
What's
Act.
Called? The plug. Be the plug, man.
Oh, my God. See, I'll do the shameless plug. Class Act. We playing at Shindig on November 22nd.
What is Shindig, Rohit?
It's CITR.
Oh, you don't know what Shindig is?
I'm not.
You've been around for years, man. We've been Shindig for years.
I'm making sure he talks about Shindig, okay?
Yeah. Shindig, okay. In case y'all don't know, it is... well, they don't like to call it a battle of the bands, but it is bands competing against one another.
Who's they?
Who's they? They, well, I mean, the people at CITR.
They don't.
They. The man. The system. Nah. I'm just.
I think they want us to be competitive, but we're not about that. We're about spreading the love.
It's still, yeah, lots of love.
It sounds very, very capitalist.
But there's also very limited love in the form of recording time that is only awarded to, you know, certain, you know, specially
loved
people.
So it's like with kids, you know, you love them all, but you love one of them more. Than the other ones.
I don't know what kind of family you're like trying to build.
He's running an honest family, man. He's just being straight up with his.
I was a single child. I won right at the end.
His mom and dad.
I'm a winner.
They're just like,
well,
the
race was over before it began.
All right. Getting back onto the tracks. Lewis Matters is coming up next. My buddy Jovi and Chief Feng Chang recommended them, and. It is so dope. The song is called Messed Up. It mixes Flume. It mixes Chet Faker. It mixes Jordan Riquet, who's a neo-soul artist. It mixes, like, electronic R&B and a bit of trap, even, like, in terms of the beat. So...
It's always a little sprinkling of trap.
A little
bit.
Like, yeah,
in the contemporary, you know, scene, it's like the MSG. There's always a little bit of trap.
But that MSG's good, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're not an anti-MSG. It's like you listen to Beyonce nowadays, you get a little bit of trap sprinkled on top.
A little bit of trap, you know? Doesn't hurt. It has to be in the right amount, you know, like in Powerpuff Girls when they're mixing, you know, spice and everything nice, you know.
What is that? Chemical X.
We're not explaining. If you don't know Powerpuff Girls, you're too far gone, all right? You missed out on a great childhood.
It's over, man. It's over. Just come back next year. No worries. It's fine.
All right. So we're going to do Messed Up by Lewis Matters. And then, you know, stay tuned for more awesomeness. Soul Sandwich is going to only get more turned up as the show goes on today. So let's hit it. Lewis Matters, Messed Up.
Will you give me your patience? Hey, you know I've been waiting to explain the mistake that I made. Will I ever be able to compensate? So I stay up late to contemplate if my choices are just fate or my destiny taking place. I stay up late to contemplate if my choices are just fate or my destiny taking place. Time after time I will apologize for the tears in your eyes. Goes by surprise, I know that I messed up. Know that I messed up. Know that I messed up. Time after time, no. Apologize. Know that I messed up. Tears in your eyes. Goes by surprise, I know that I messed up. Patience. Contemplate if my choices are just fate or my destiny taking place. I stay up late to contemplate if my choices are just fate or my destiny taking place. Time after time I will apologize for the tears in your eyes. Goes by surprise, I know that I messed up. Surprise,
caught by surprise. I know that I messed up, 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 up.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
The news midweek, when midweek news broke that Théo Desormes wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
So now I'm solo that I can see under the skirt of an ant. Solo that I don't get high no more when I try no more, I just go hand. Solo my cup is a rojo, my cholo, my friend. Solo that I can admit when I hear that another kid is shot by the popo, it ain't an event. No more solo that no more high horses so hard to wear polo. When I do, I cut the pony off, now there's a hole that once was a logo. How fitting, solo that I can give a fuck about what is trending. Trying to cut down on my spending, regardless of winning, instead of pretending and bending over backwards. Over half of the whole had work done, saying they want something real from a man, just saying that we being real persons. I hate that it's like this, I feel for you, and I don't know what it's like with a skirt on. So pardon me if I am being insensitive, but darling, this only worsens. Solo my halo, say way low, it feel like it's bent. Solo that when they throw pussy up, pesos don't pay no attention to it. Solo that I am no rookie, but feel like a kid looking at the other kids with astonishment while I'm on punishment, watching the summer come close to an end. After 20 years in, I'm so naive, I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard?
Yeah, we thought we'd come back, like, with the Fury.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that was Andre 3000 on Frank Ocean's track Solo Reprise off the latest album, Blonde. Yeah, that track
is hot, man.
Thank you, Ola, for bringing that track to my attention. John, do you have any opinions on Frank Ocean's latest album?
No, I'm banned from the Apple Store, so they don't let me go in there and update my phone or get the new Apple's music. So I can't get the Frankie. I can't get the Frankie Ocean in my phone because they banned me.
You don't got that Spotify either?
Is it on Spotify?
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah.
I thought it was an Apple exclusive.
No, bro. No. I mean, it may have been limited time, but yeah, now it's on Spotify. You have no excuse.
It's a joke.
He's going right now,
storming right now. Oh, he just walked out.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Oh,
he's going. He's going to check that.
He just
Frank
slammed
Ocean.
The door. Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to check out the new album.
All right, but we're going to move right along here, folks. We're going to hit up a new track by Kehlani called Crazy.
Well, it's not technically not that new, but like, I mean, it's newish.
Newish,
yeah. Kehlani, she's an artist from Cali. She's, you know, featured with like a lot of other great artists as well.
I got a quick question, though. Who is Class Act?
Yo, we don't.
That is the most important question of them all, you know.
We'll find out later. No plug. No more plugs, okay? No more plugs. Let's hit it. Crazy right. by Kehlani.
Crazy, C-R-Z-Y.
That's right.
Yeah.
I go. Everything I do it with a passion. If I gotta be a bitch, I'ma be a bad one.
Yeah.
I'm AI with the designs, durag. Bounce back, game good while we talking practice. Yeah. Pull up score when I want to. Best thing next to heaven. Yeah. They be tryna count me out though. Yeah. I'm just counting blessings. A real woman by the paper. Niggas don't know where I came from. Why I really, really came up. You never could say I'm lacking. All the shit I've been through only made me more of an assassin. I kill him with compassion. And baby, if they asking, tell them. I go. I'm crazy. I go. I'm crazy. You showed up to see me lose, but I overcome, so you overcame. Basic, ain't nothing about me. Basic, crazy, I'm crazy. Better watch what you say to me, cause Young Sway got the answers. Give him hell, give him pressure. Bib couch, no manners. Dirty dancing. Take a look at what I did. Go for circle with the rigs. Whipping at the grid. Get a handful of this nasty. I got it, and you gon' respect it. Ain't nothing gon' stop me from making it happen. So baby, if they asking, tell them. I go crazy.
Yeah, you hear that? Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Rapper for you right here, Chance the Rapper. But this is a new flip on it. It's the K-Tronada edition of All Night off Chance the Rapper's album, Coloring Book. This is gonna be a bumpy joint, guys. So just enjoy the ride. Yeah.
All night, I've been drinking.
come ride on the seat, ride on the seat, come ride on the seat. Last girl, she a lie on the seat, she a fart on the seat, now she jogging the streets. I don't trust no one, speaking like a fan, asking for a pic. She use your phone, call a Uber, you a goofy. If you think I don't know, you need a lift. Is you is or is you ain't got gas money. No IOUs or debit cards, I need cash money. So back up, I need space now. I need you to slow down, it's not a race now. I can't really hear what you gotta say now. Shut up.
Start dancing, ho.
Yeah. That was Chance the Rapper, but a Kay Tronada remix of his song All Night. But we got a new bumpy track coming in. It's A Tribe Called Red off their latest album, We Are the Hallucination. This track features the legendary Yasiin Bey, a.k.a. Mos Def. So we're going to hit it with this one, and then we're going to give you one last track to go out with a bang. So let's end this, Soul Sandwich premiere episode on a, on a high
on a
note.
Good note. On a good note.
Good note.
Yeah, take your chance.
All right. So
that wasn't funny, man.
John, get out of here, man. We're gonna play your track, man. We're gonna play your track. Don't worry. We're gonna play your track. All right. So we ready, y'all? We ready for some A Tribe Called Red?
We ready.
R-E-D. Tribe Called Red.
Just mess me up, man. Mess me up.
All right. Let's do it.
Doing living by the G code. What the fuck is fleek though? Don't ask them, what do we know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streets you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my chat. How about they corny riot garments, top five. Dying on and on them, super fly, slick a top, bro. Eagle diving on them. You, why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, smoky. Big chief, heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y-I, seen straight jacket, come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation hallucin. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward, the face in the suture. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters.
Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Yeah, that was R.E.D. by A Tribe Called Red, the legendary electronic duo. Is it a duo or trio?
It's a trio.
Trio,
yeah.
My bad.
Trio. Bear Witness, Tim Hill, Ian Campu. Yeah, they're all from Ottawa, Ontario.
Yeah. And,
described as powwow step. Yeah. It's a pretty interesting vibe going on.
Yeah, man.
I really enjoy any every kind of music. They had a wood carver a while back about like a wood carver that was shot in Seattle, I think. And then they had like Burn Your Village to the Ground, which is criticism or like critique of like, you know, colonialist, like, you know, relations with, you know, the original American people, right? So, yeah. It's interesting that they always have like a lot of social commentary like going on with their music. It's fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And not to mention, it's also just really, really,
really good.
Hype and good. And so you get a little bit of education and you get to get your groove on. So never hurts to have both. But this last track we're going to end it off with is a John.
That's what Soul Sandwich is all about.
What is
a little bit of education, a little bit of trap.
A sprinkle of traps.
No, 3-4 but yeah, John, 5-6 traps.
John, we gotta get right to it, John.
Okay.
Why are we getting right to it, John? Because it's Danny Brown. And you, my kind sir, thankfully reminded me that Danny Brown released a new album and one of the best tracks on it.
Yes, on Warp.
Atrocity.
I spent $70,000 on clearing samples for this album.
Wow. That's pretty insane. And I wonder if Really Doe has a lot of...
I mean, you know, here you go. Here's
Really
the
thing. Doe?
Sick Posse Cut. Maybe the least educational track on the entire album. But, you know, it's dope. It's just really dope. It's got some killer verses in it.
We gotta hit it. Unfortunately, we don't got too much time to talk about it.
Well, you gotta take your chance, man. You gotta do it now. Take your chance.
Take your chance.
We're going to sign off.
We're going to sign off because the, you know, Live from Thunderbird Hell is coming at you right after this track by Danny Brown. So it's only going to get more hype right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Soul Sandwich.
Wait, you can't lie on air.
I am Ola.
This is the hypest it gets.
That was Jonathan Q, Jonathan DQ, and good night, everybody from the unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver, BC. Yeah,
right here.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye, John. Take your chance.
Bye, John.
Get this out. stir. Crowley niggas know me well. For heaven's sake, I'm the GOAT. You haters could go to hell. When you're getting money, nigga, every day is sunny. I'ma act a ass on that donkey. Let her pull my ponytail. Second grade, took my mama wedding ring. Took that bitch to show and tell. Now I'm married to the game to no avail. Routed me for like a month. Now I'm getting high as fuck. Boy, you're trying to write me up. But now I'm a writer with ambitions of a writer. And half the shit on my writer. I don't even want the fantasy for us. The Henny's for the sluts.
Chill.